So then the next question becomes, a lot of this, is it now because it's a business? I mean, I remember when they put the prison on the New York Stock Exchange back in 30, 40 years ago. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. I'm always happy he's here. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mr. Albert Holmes, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What is your thought on, you know, the subject, the fact that we are locking so many people up? Go ahead.
The one thing that you haven't mentioned is the prison industries and the products that they make in the prisons, and those things wind up in the retail stores. It goes everywhere from furniture to Racine Correctional has a shoe manufacturing business where they make work shoes and sell them all over the world. You know, they've got now food. If you go on the internet and look up prison industries, you'll get an alphabetical list of all of the states and their prison systems and what products they make in the prisons. And there was a report a couple years ago about Walmart saying that over 50% of the products that they sell so inexpensively, they buy from the prison industries, which means they're not paying anything for the stuff, and then they make a killing off of it. So there's more to it than just correcting people. It's about putting people in prison to increase their workforce.
So let's look at this. In the state of Iowa, they make walnut plaques, microfiber rag, highly Hingley hand sanitizer, gel, chrome wipes, foaming soap, and hand soap. That's in the Iowa prisons.
And they produce most of the corn that's biologically modified that people are eating.
Sandy, you want to respond to any of that?
I don't. You know, to be honest with you, it's outside my range of knowledge. My concern about the prison industry has not been so much things that are produced within the prison other than the damage they're doing to the character of the people who get sent to prison. Obviously, people who get sent to prison typically have a defect in their character, but I think the view is that people coming out of prison tend not to have been improved in character, but possibly have been damaged. And my understanding of the prison industry that most people are concerned about is the privatized prison industry and the extent to which the governments were paying money to private entities to house the inmates, and that was the prison industry that most people talk about.
I agree with you, Sandy.
This notion that things are made in prison and that people are imprisoned in order to be essentially free labor, to be honest with you, I haven't heard much talk about that. And there was a time when prisons were places where people were actually trained to do things, and that training process did involve creating things. So it is true that, for instance, prisons, made a great deal of the furniture that was used in elementary schools, I believe, the desks and things that were, and those came out of prison industry. But the positive side of that was that the people who were in the
prisons picked up trades.
Were picking up trades and learning how to do things. So that's a counterpoint to the point you were making. But I am concerned about privatized prison and the extent to which there are lobbyists out there, and I think it was very clear in the 90s that some of the three strikes and you're out and the reduction in parole and probation abilities were lobbied for by people who had a vested interest in people staying in prison.
Al?
Sandy, I'm not disputing what you're saying. I agree with you. But the point is, I work in the prison. I work with people in the prisons and coming out. on fatherhood and parenting and things of that nature. And we just recently received two reports about the benefits of men getting going through fatherhood programs to reconnect with their families, especially their children, and the benefits to that. But it's about, you know, look at the bottom line. The more people they put in prison and the more products they generate in prison affects the economy, but it also it doesn't give these people the skills that they need to come out and get a job with a felony on their background.
Hey,
family supporting jobs I'm talking about.
Hey, Al, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, Sandy, he makes valid points, because if you just look at what really happens, if you've been incarcerated, and here we are with a shortage of workers, right? And you have a felony on your record. It doesn't matter what the felony is for. Almost 9 times out of 10, you're eliminated from ever working again for, you know, business people. Unless they're shrewd business people, are going to take a look and say, well, this guy's got a felony. We're not going to touch him. And I know some people who have felonies who made a mistake when they're young. I don't know, Sandy, why a business person wouldn't say, well, if a person had a felony when they were 18 years old and they're now 25 and they haven't committed any more crimes, why would I hold that felony against them if I see that they have abilities? That kind of mentality still exists in the broader business community. Why?
Well, I mean, I suspect you're right. You do read stories about businesses that have opened themselves to pursuing and working with people who've come out of incarceration. So you can just hope that view expands, particularly in a period of worker shortage.
Yeah, I would especially think that right now would be a good time, because what you do is, if people don't wind up with the chance, with an opportunity, what do you think they're going to do, right? You've got the scarlet letter on you, and you're still an adult, and you still have family, and you still want to participate. You're not going to just sit back and starve, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. You kind of encourage people to do, create crimes again. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Sandy Williams is here. We'll be right back. You